Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA Legislative Report for Monday, February 7th. Last week, the House of Origin Policy Committee cutoff arrived, followed quickly by the House of Origin Fiscal Committee cutoff today. As quickly as the session has been moving, things ramped up a notch in the last week as legislators rushed to adopt bills prior to these cutoffs in order to keep priority bills alive. Starting tomorrow, February 8th, until Tuesday, February 15th, the focus shifts from committee work to floor action. Legislators have until 5 p.m. February 15th to adopt bills from their House of Origin and keep them alive. After that, legislators repeat the process in the opposite House. K-12 education's big three issues continue to move. They are staffing allocations, enrollment stabilization, and pupil transportation. Although there are three issues, there are six bills, all of which are moving in their respective houses. Senate Bill 5595, updating staffing allocations for physical, social, and emotional support staff, was heard in the Senate Ways and Means Committee last week and adopted by the committee today. An adopted amendment adds an intent section specifically noting that increased salary allocations are to be used exclusively for the use of support staff salaries and benefits. This is understood by everyone, but sometimes there are issues of trust, and providing an explicit intent makes legislators feel more comfortable. House Bill 1664, the House version of staffing allocations, was heard last week by the House Appropriations Committee and adopted on Thursday. A substitute version of the bill was adopted that phases in the staffing allocations for physical, social, and emotional support staff over 3 years rather than full implementation in fiscal year 2023 as the original version included. The substitute maintained the House committee adopted to clarify that counselors fall into the support staff category. It also stripped out a House Education Committee amendment that would have required all schools to have at least one nurse and one counselor. The intent was appropriate, but as a practical matter, would have been nearly impossible to meet. The Appropriations Committee also added a null and void clause, meaning if funding for the bill is not included in the state budget, the bill is void. This is really a standard operating procedure for most bills that move through the Appropriations Committee. The enrollment stabilization bills are continuing momentum as well. Senate Bill 5563 was heard last week in the Senate Ways and Means Committee and adopted today. Amendments were also adopted prior to passage. The first reduced the level of enrollment stabilization funding from fully backfilling enrollment losses to 50% of the enrollment decline. This is likely a signal about what will be in the budget, with legislative budget proposals set to be released in about 2 weeks. A second amendment limits the use of the 2019-20 enrollment values to calculate levy lids to the 2023 calendar year, rather than two full calendar years. A third amendment revises the intent section and clearly states the legislature's intent that enrollment stabilization will not be provided in the future. Some legislators continue to complain about funding for so-called ghost students, not understanding or really caring that school districts have fixed costs that can't be reduced with a wave of a wand. House Bill 1590, the House version of enrollment stabilization, laid dormant until it was heard in the House Appropriations Committee on Saturday, and then it was adopted quickly today with amendments. The major amendment was a removal of the enrollment stabilization funding, the entire Section 2 of the bill. As we've discussed before, this was expected and part of the strategy. The funding is not lost, it's just now shifted to a budget discussion. The levy capacity and local effort assistance provisions in the bill remain unchanged for now. A traditional null and void clause was also added to the bill. Two versions of the pupil transportation fix also moved recently. House Bill 1808, providing full reimbursed funding for transporting special education students, homeless students, and students in foster care, passed the full House last week and is now ready for action in the Senate. House Bill 1808 was adopted as introduced with no amendments. The slightly different Senate version of people transportation, Senate Bill 5581, was heard in the Senate Ways and Means Committee last week and adopted today. Adopted amendments provide clarifications about reporting requirements and clarifications about audit requirements. The original provisions, which were also included in House Bill 1808, caused concerns, especially among our small school districts. We work with sponsors in the OSPI to craft language to ensure the OSPI can use the rulemaking process to ease small school district concerns. Beyond the Big Three, another major K-12 education issue continues to be simple majority for bonds. House Joint Resolution 4200 and its necessary implementing bill, House Bill 1226. Both of them continued positive movement until today. House Joint Resolution 4200 and House Bill 1226 were heard last week in the House Education Committee, then quickly adopted. The bills were then heard in the House Capital Budget Committee this morning. The bills are scheduled for executive action, but ultimately no action was taken. The issues were going to have rough sledding the full House, with House Joint Resolution, a constitutional amendment, needing a supermajority approval, but we hope to continue advancing the issue. Now it is technically dead for the session, but we'll jump on the issue again in 2023. Other key education issues continue to be on the radar. For more information and more details about the Big Three, continue to follow WASA's legislative newsletter, This Week in Olympia, available on the WASA website. As legislators move to floor action in their respective chambers, although mostly remotely, we strongly encourage you to keep your foot on the gas. Our issues have maintained positive momentum the first 4 weeks of session, but without continued advocacy, any of them could stall at any time. Legislative leaders will also soon turn their attention to the budget, and some already have. And continued engagement will be required to keep K-12 on their minds as they go behind closed doors to draft and negotiate a 2022 supplemental operating budget, along with a capital budget that should include additional dollars for school construction. Continue to stay engaged, continue to follow this podcast and TWEO. Thank you for listening.